While a 94-year-old Nelson Mandela lay critical in his hospital bed. These were the words of British National Party leader Nick Griffin on Twitter. His comments calling Mandela a murdering old terrorist caused an outcry across the country.
Today, Nelson Mandela is hailed a hero in Britain, where a statue of him stands tall outside Parliament. But that has not always been the case. And Nick Griffin's comments reflect exactly the opinion Britain had towards Mandela at the height of South Africa's struggle against apartheid.
Nelson Mandela should be shot.
The ANC is a typical terrorist organisation.
How much longer will the Prime Minister allow herself to be kicked in the face by this black terrorist?
These were the kinds of comments coming out of Britain's government in the 1980s, as the anti-apartheid movement was reaching its climax.
Nelson Mandela was leading a revolutionary movement of the black and Asian and also some white allies against white minority rule, against what is the apartheid regime. The apartheid regime in South Africa was always protected by Britain and America until they saw the writing on the wall. Then they moved to a compromise that would benefit as much as possible British interests.
While filming, these South African tourists approached us for the latest on Mandela's health, and they made their views on Britain very clear.
Britain ruled many countries for many, many years, and we see in history books and so forth as to how these countries treated, especially countries that were run by black people or where black people were oppressed by the whites.
Britain didn't do much back in the day to actually end apartheid, and if they had done something, we didn't know about it, and also there wasn't any pressure, I think.
Nelson Mandela's eldest daughter is accused for a media of racism in their coverage of her ailing father's health, of not respecting his privacy or dignity, and behaving like vultures.
There's sort of a racist element with many of the foreign media, where they just cross boundaries. When Margaret Thatcher was sick in hospital, I didn't see this kind of media frenzy. Is it because we are an African country that people just feel they can't respect any laws of this country, they can violate everything in the book?
It's a poignant point as the world reflects on the life of an icon. The truth is, when the tributes do start pouring in, many who will hail him, including from Britain, come from parties and governments who didn't help when he was changing the face of South Africa. Nagus Mwaleri, Press TV, London.